Scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Let me read. For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen.
지난주 대회 때도 말씀해 주신 대로 사랑의 아버지 하나님께서는 애굽에서 종살이하며 고통받던
이스라엘에게 모세 선지자를 세우셨고 established Moses to bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt. And there was a plan of God to bring the people of Israel out of Israel, but they complained a lot, and they had to face a lot of difficulties in the wilderness. And in Numbers 21, from verses 5 to 9, they were complaining against God and Moses. The man Korah and men of Korah, they stood against Moses, and God punished them, and the earth was split, and they fell into the earth. God showed that God was with Moses, and God was leading the sons of Israel through Moses. But the first generation of the Exodus, because they, whenever things didn't go as they wanted, they complained and they had to face difficulties. That is in Numbers chapter 21, verses 5 to 9, which is about the fiery serpent. In Numbers 21, 6, it says, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many people of Israel died. Until now, they protected them. So, there were many fiery serpents in the wilderness, but they couldn't harm any of the sons of Israel. But as the protection of God was taken away, the fiery serpents soon began to bite the people. So we must never misunderstand God. There were many fiery serpents anyway in the wilderness. But because God was protecting the sons of Israel, the fiery serpents couldn't harm them. But as they complained against God, as they were walking in the darkness, God couldn't protect them any longer. That is the law of the spiritual realm. If you dwell in the darkness, the enemy devil and Satan will do whatever they wish to do to you. God cannot protect you. That is the law of the spiritual realm. If we live by the word of God, the enemy devil and Satan cannot harm us. But on the contrary, if we dwell in the darkness and sins, we will become prey of the devil. And the devil will bring upon us disasters and diseases. So that's what we have to realize through the book of Numbers. When there was the protection of God, they were safe. But as the protection of God was taken away, there were trials and tests. But if you repent quickly and depart from sins, God will protect you again. He will lead you to safety again. And this repentance and turning away cannot be done at our will. Sometimes we do not realize our own faults, and we still dwell in sins, knowing that we are dwelling in sins. The sons of Israel, they saw so many miracles, so many signs. They were protected through great power of God, but when things didn't go as they wanted, they began to complain. And when they faced difficulties, they knew that God wouldn't listen to their prayers because they were complaining, because they were doing the things that God told them not to do. They knew that God wouldn't listen to them. So in Numbers 21:7, so the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord and you. intercede with the Lord that he may remove the serpents from us. They know that God will not listen to them even if they prayed. And they knew that they had sinned. So, they knew that Moses was the only person who could help them. And God would listen to only Moses. They knew it very well. So they were asking Moses to intercede with the Lord for them. So, the sons of Israel, they were wise to some extent. They knew that they couldn't bring down any answer from God. They knew, they understood the spiritual law. So they asked Moses. So if they knew it so very well, they shouldn't have complained against Moses and God in the first place. But only after they suffered from such things, they realized that they did wrong. And now, they asked Moses to intercede with the Lord. And Moses didn't get angry with them, but he interceded with the Lord and God listened to him. And God gave the answer. There was no answer, no matter how much the people prayed. But when the people realized their own faults and when they asked Moses to intercede for them, when he did, God answered Moses and God gave them the answer, the solution. They were suffering because of the fiery serpents. And God showed the way out of it. That they had to put a bronze serpent on a pole. And when the people looked at the bronze serpent, they would be saved. So those who obeyed, they were set free from death and sufferings. But those who didn't obey, they had to die because of their own arrogance. This fiery serpent has is a poisonous snake, very dangerous snake. And even though people are dying of a snake bite, God listened to the prayer of Moses and he gave them solutions to be healed. And there was a spiritual meaning of putting a bronze serpent. But I'm not going to get into detail about that. It symbolizes Jesus being crucified, making a bronze serpent and putting it up on a pole. If you harm a serpent, if you want to make sure the snake is dead, you put it up on a pole so that it'll die completely. If it goes back to the ground, earth, then it may regain the energy and life. So, it symbolizes that if you look at and believe in Jesus Christ, who is crucified, we will be saved. So there is a whole sermon about this, sermon of the senior pastor about this. So you can listen to it. So God listened to Moses' prayer and gave them a chance of repentance. And those who caught the chance, they were saved. But those who didn't obey, those who forsook the chance by themselves, they were not saved. So, I think we are pretty much the same with the first generation of the Exodus. When we face difficulties, accidents, we go before our shepherd and we receive his prayer and he intercedes for us. So we are set free from diseases and we are protected from accidents and many dangers. But if we really turn back, and run towards sanctification, that would be fortunate of us. But we make up our mind to lead a diligent life in Christ, but sometimes repeatedly commit sins. So, but because we were doing that, our shepherd had to sacrificed himself so much to give us this chance of December 25th once again. December 25th is the Christmas, which is a happy day for us, but December 25th, 2010, along with the meaning of Christmas, it also had the meaning of revival for us, regaining our life once again. And although we are not new, if we are not new believers, newcomers to Manmin Church, and be saying that we are Manmin members, if you think like Christmas, December 25th doesn't really have so much meaning for me, or if you are not really trying to become sanctified, it means it is to forsake the chance that God gave to us until December 25th, forthcoming December 25th. By the sacrifice and dedication of the senior pastor, God gave us this December 25th. But it's not only this chance. For the last 3 years, before we had this December 25th, we had been Christians for a long time, but we were willfully committing sins, some of us. And sometimes we had to be afraid. Sometimes we didn't even have the assurance of salvation. But through the intercession of the shepherd, we laid down the burden of sin. That was the time of blessing on December 25th, 2010. But our shepherd wasn't satisfied with that because we had been Christians for a long time. We had been leaders and pastors for so many years. And we were not able to even repent. But from that moment, December 25th, 2010, we had to begin all over again from the first level of faith. And the shepherd, he was so sorry to see us in that state. So he wanted us to recover all the rewards that we lost and all the faith that we lost. So for the last 3 years, he has been spending the days of sacrifice, self-sacrifice, to give us another chance. And it's been about 3 years until now. And those who held on to this sacrifice of the shepherd, we could have had the significant growth of faith. Those who caught this chance, this sacrifice of the shepherd, they came forth as fruits of spirit and whole spirit. And, but there were also people who held on to this chance a little later. God gave us this chance of repentance, but there were people who realized this love a little later. It's not that God didn't give us grace, but yet God gave us such great grace, considering the shepherd, and God gave us so much a growth of faith compared to our own effort, even though we tried. If you really look back on your own effort, you lacked a lot of things. But compared to our own effort, God gave us so much growth of faith in the last 3 years. But unfortunately, there are still people who are not catching this opportunity. Most members, they think of the sacrifice of the shepherd, and they try to be on the rock of faith. They try to go into spirit, and they are praying earnestly, and they are trying hard. But there are some people who don't really feel this sacrifice, this love. They are not thinking of spiritual growth. They just come and go. They just attend worship service. They just come to church on Sundays. And if there, I hope you will think about yourself. And this message is not really for those who are really trying hard, but rather it is for those who are not catching this chance. We don't have so much time left, but I am urging you to catch this chance. You're coming to church, but this December 25th is not really moving for you. It's not really touching, something that is touching for you. If you are insensitive, then It means you are not really catching this flow over outpouring of grace of the Father God. So I hope you will be on this flow. Some of you are just coming to church because of your family members. You are you don't have any longing for spiritual growth. If you just think about yourself, God is really alive. And that is why this church is there. I mean, there is the power of the shepherd. The senior pastor is praying in the mountains, but through his prayer, so many mommy members are protected. There are many testimonies, not just here in the main church, but there are so many more mommy members all over the world who are being protected and who are healed and who are receiving so many blessings through the prayers of the shepherd. Even just in this past summer retreat, we witnessed such a great wonder with our own eyes. In the healing session on the first day of the summer retreat, we asked him whether we will have the time for testimonies after the prayer. He was saying, maybe we will not have enough time for sharing the testimony. We will have to see. And he didn't have the plan to pray for the healing and share the testimonies. But as we had the short rain for a little while, and we didn't move at all, we kept our faith. And so senior pastor prayed for the healing, and we had a short time to share the testimonies. Even such a short time, there were some people whose ligaments were injured, and they were jumping and running. And those who couldn't see, they could see. And some people had impaired hearing or who couldn't see properly. And there were so many diseases being healed, and there were many testimonies of these things. There were so many amazing signs and wonders. And even in the heavy rain, through that short prayer of the senior pastor, the rain stopped and such thick clouds in the sky, it was split open. And God showed us how God attests to the senior pastor, how he guarantees him. We witnessed the evidence. Will you believe if you see God? You know, if you see God as a sinner, you will die. But God cannot show himself to us, even if he wants to. But because he is love, through his beloved servant, our shepherd, he showed to us that he is living and there is heaven and hell. And the words in the 66 books of the Bible are true. And until when are you not going to have faith? Are you just coming to going and fro to church? So we will have to catch this chance. Some people, they just come to church to receive charitable work, charitable help. More than 1,000 households receive this help from the senior pastor. Most households, they understand how a senior pastor is saving his own expenses to provide with this kind of almsgiving. And some people, because they cannot really do anything, they distribute the church newsletters and they try to evangelize others and they try to attend meetings, all kinds of meetings. Where can you get this kind of help? The rice and other side dishes and more than $200 of cash for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You know, if you have a hard time, they try to cut down these budgets first if you are having a hard time. But senior pastor never wanted to do that. He only increased the budget. You know, we provide with rice and a little bit of side dishes. And it is because senior pastor, he once suffered from poverty. So you can at least not starve, you know, if you provide us with rice and some side dishes. You can at least. And also there are some cash gifts too. Without love, how can anyone do this? So, most church members, they feel the love of the shepherd and try to lead a good Christian life. But still, some church members, they don't come to church to lead a life in faith. But they just come to church to receive this kind of a charitable work. Of course, then you will not be saved. And if you receive this kind of grace, ordinary people, even unbelievers, they will try to pay back the grace. So I think you will have, I hope you will look back what kind of life you are leading. Some people, they want to enjoy the world and they want to, they say, oh, I will lead a life in faith a little while later after enjoying the world. But they don't, so they, maybe they come to church on Sundays, but during the weekdays, they don't pray at all, they don't do anything. They just come to church on Sunday. And they are so busy making money in the world. And they just try to expend all their efforts for worldly things, making money. They say, I will try to lead a good Christian life after this. It means, a little while later, it means you will miss the chance. In Matthew chapter 25, we have the parable of the 10 virgins. The 5 wise virgins, they prepared the oil. But the other foolish 5 virgins, they were waiting for the bridegroom, but they didn't prepare the oil. So when the groom came late at night, they didn't have the oil to light their lamp. So they couldn't receive their groom, and they couldn't go into the wedding banquet. Even those 5 foolish virgins, they had the lamp, but they didn't prepare the oil. They knew the Lord, they knew God, and they knew that Jesus Christ, the Lord, is our Savior. They knew it, but they didn't expend their efforts to, they didn't prepare the spiritual oil to accept the Lord, Jesus Christ, our bridegroom. So they were not ready when the Lord actually came, and the Lord couldn't accept them. So they couldn't go into the wedding banquet. You know, you come to church, you believe that God is living. You do not doubt the power of the shepherd. If you just have any reasoning power, it is rather foolish to doubt any of the power of the shepherd. If you just saw the wonder that happened during the summer retreat, in this, seeing these amazing words, if you have reasoning power, even if you try to doubt it, we can't. If you think about it just a little bit, we understand that God is living. But the reality is, you know, we love the world more. We love making money more. So I'll try to do it a little later. You're missing the chance. You're postponing your spiritual growth. And I hope you will turn back from that kind of attitude. You think, it seems that you might have the least bit of faith, but because you are not running towards sanctification, you try to have both the world and faith, but which cannot be mixed together at all. So, which means you are lukewarm. God, and the Bible clearly says, if you are lukewarm, the Lord will spit you out of His mouth. It means you will not be saved. In the church, it seems you have faith. But in the world, you are no different from worldly people, unbelievers. Then you have to have an awakening. If you know the sacrifice of the shepherd, but if you're still committing sins, even though it is not sins leading to death, you still commit some works of the flesh. God is telling us so many times, do not have any monetary relationship. If you still, any of the church members ask you to lend money or invest money for high interest, and if you lend money, then it means you have to realize whether you are really, you really believe in the Word of God, and still you cannot really expect to have spiritual growth. You still have evil, complaints, resentment in your heart. You have hard feelings. And if things don't go as you think, as you want, you get angry, you get irritated. And you still have these kinds of works of the flesh, and you cannot say you love God. This means you are not really holding on to this chance. Our shepherd, he has been sacrificing his body. And you have to think about whether you are really catching this chance or not. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 says, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. To sleep here doesn't mean we are sleeping physically. It doesn't mean we must not physically sleep at all. It means spiritual slumber, spiritual sleep, to love the world, to befriend the world, not to have any spiritual growth, to be lukewarm in faith. Spiritual sleep refers to these things, so we have to be sober and alert. Romans 13:11 says, do this knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. If you befriend the world, if you still have interest in the world, why don't you have interest in such things? How much the world is full of sins? How much the world is being stained with sins and evil? Why don't you pay attention to these things? As in Matthew chapter 24, there are prophecies about the end time. They are being fulfilled now. How much the world is being stained with sins and evil? How lawlessness is prevailing, and how the love has cooled down. And it is right at the Lord is right at the door. We have to understand, we have to realize this, and we have to be on the alert. So, you know, telling you not to miss the chance doesn't mean the Lord will come on December 25th. But even after that, our church will be wide open for everybody who will want to come and receive salvation. And if you want to have spiritual growth, God will still give us grace. And the sacrifice of the shepherd will not end after December 25th. But the ways of sacrificing his body will be different. He will not have to sacrifice his body any longer. We will not have, because he has to fulfill greater plan of God the Father. So December 25th means, until then, we will have so much more spiritual growth than our own effort. So we must not miss this chance. We are seeing and witnessing that the power of shepherd is increasing ever more greatly. In the mountain prayers of the shepherd, the world evangelism is being fulfilled, and the power of the shepherd is getting stronger and stronger. And yet, if you still love the world, I will change a little later. So nobody shouldn't be postponing their spiritual growth. The shepherd is sacrificing himself to give us this spiritual growth. We have realized, we have understood the heart of the Father God and the shepherd. And so through the sacrifice of the shepherd, he has made this a chance. So we have to catch this chance, hold on to this chance. This chance doesn't mean salvation will stop after December 25th, but it means until December 25th, God will give us the grace so that we will change much more quickly than our own effort can bring us any the growth that we can have through our own effort. So through the sacrifice of the shepherd, we can have much more spiritual growth than what we try. This is the chance until December 25th, 2013. I can change quickly at my own strength, by my own strength, after December 25th, even without the sacrifice of the shepherd. I think nobody will be able to say that. Even for physical things, we cannot keep our mind. We cannot keep our words. You know, a Korean saying goes, your decision lasts only for 3 days. Your determination only lasts for 3 days. Even if we make up our mind to live in a certain way, we cannot keep our mind. We cannot keep our words. But the love of God changes us. The sacrifice of the shepherd changes us. Even though you can say, I keep all my words. I can keep my determination. Even though you can say that, you cannot really change your personality. If you can change your personality, you'll have peace of family, happiness of the family. It'll be so easy. It'll be such an easy task. But because you cannot change your personality, you have your peace is broken in the family. You have quarrels and arguments in the family. Suppose you think you are a good father and good husband, but the children only think you're a fearful father, and the wife thinks, oh, my husband is stubborn, and he won't listen to me. But the father still thinks, oh, I'm a good father, I'm a good husband. He's mistaken. You might think you are a good mother, you're a good wife, you're a good wife who serves the husband very well and who is making a sacrifice for the family. So, if the children do something that you really don't want, you say, oh, I'm doing so much for you, and why do you do this? But the children think, you don't have to sacrifice for me. I'd rather that you don't wish so many things for me to do. So you are not really, you cannot really change yourself. You are saying that you are right. You are insisting upon yourself. You think you are right. You thought you are right. But after listening to this message of the truth, because of the grace of the outpouring of the grace of God, you realize that you are wrong. So that was the beginning point of changing yourself. For the last 3 years, we feel that our senior pastor, the shepherd, is not sparing his life to change us. And he is putting his life at risk. And that is not for himself. It is only for the church members. He is sacrificing himself completely, not for himself, but for us, for the church members. Completely for church members. And how, so you realize, you feel that, how can we befriend the world any longer? And seeing this, I was reminded of a story, a Korean tale of a frog. He would do everything opposite of what his mother would tell him. If the mother tells him to sit, he will stand up. If she tells him to stand, he will sit down. And only at the deathbed of his mother, he listened to her. And I thought that we were like that. Because a senior pastor was sacrificing himself completely, his body completely. And only after driving him into that kind of situation, we came to listen to him. We came to our senses. Before he created this chance of December 25th, 2010, almost every week he advised us and urged us and rebuked us for sins leading to death. And as we were moved in our heart, and as in Numbers chapter 21, like in the case of a fiery serpent, we were complaining against God, and because of that wall of sin, God couldn't listen to us any longer because of that wall of sins. The people realized it, and they asked Moses for help. And in the same way, we understood that we couldn't bring down the forgiveness by our own strength. So we wrote repentance letters. And as he was reading these many thousands of repentance letters, he was shocked. He was losing his energy. And he had to go through so many pains and shocks. And after reading those repentance letters, because he was getting shocked so much, and all these, there was unforgivable sins, so many sins. And as he was reading the letters, he was losing the energy. He was losing his health. And he didn't say, I will stop reading, I will just pray for them. And according to the spiritual law, the forgiveness shouldn't be made possible. Intercession is to understand the other's sin and pray for them. And you know, for example, parents, they think their children are doing fine, even though they committed sins leading to death. the parents just think their children are doing well, and they cannot pray. Oh, if my children committed any sin, please forgive them. They have to know exactly what kind of sins their children committed. And if they are, so they have to understand to what extent, to what magnitude they have to repent by understanding the magnitude of the sins. So if the magnitude of the sins is great, they have to pray. I mean, they have to pray and intercede and repent thoroughly to that same extent. And you cannot just casually pray, oh God, please forgive them. In that way, forgiveness cannot be given. So that is why senior pastor had to read each and every letter. But reading the letter, he knows that he would have to suffer so much. And he had experienced this so many times. But he still had to go on reading these letters to fulfill the spiritual law, to bring down forgiveness. And knowing he would lose all his strength, he had to read all those letters and intercede for them to create this chance of repentance on December 25th, 2010. And for the last 3 years, to bring about quick and rapid spiritual growth, senior pastor had to sacrifice his body continually for the last 3 years. To catch the chance of December 25th this year, I'm not saying even if you committed sins leading to death, you can be forgiven. But because of the sacrifice of the shepherd, we already had a chance December 25th in 2010. And for the last 3 years, we have had a chance to have spiritual growth for the last 3 years. And whatever you have been doing, I hope you will try to hold on to this chance until December 25th, forthcoming December 25th this year. And seeing the sacrifice of the shepherd, we realized only then that the senior pastor loved us so much. He hated sins so much. Because sins are the way for death. And that is why he had to sacrifice himself so much to lead us to salvation and for forgiveness. And law of the spiritual realm is so strict. And we realized these things, and now we are repenting and turning away. But a senior pastor cannot keep on sacrificing himself. Until when does he have to sacrifice himself, his body, so that and because there are things, many more things, that much more greater things that he has to do. He first made Bami members repent, and he made Bami members have spiritual growth and to standardize the spiritual level. And now he has to awaken the church associations in Korea and also all over the world. And there is a whole new dimension of ministry that he has to do. So after December 25th, 2013, he will first wrap up this sacrifice of the physical sacrifice of senior pastor's body. So now, until then, I hope you will catch this chance and try to do your best. You are looking at the church associations, the pastors. You are looking at this world, this country, what kinds of things are going on. Famous pastors. There are so many incidents of well-known pastors in Korea. And so many people, you know what kind of reputation Christianity has among the people in South Korea. Many pastors, many churches, many mega-sized churches, they are feeling that there is somebody who has to awaken, who will have to awaken all the churches in South Korea and all over the world. And we are in desperate need for somebody to do that. So we'll have to be changed so quickly and be help to the shepherd so that we will also participate in awakening so many pastors and believers in Korea. And when they see us, they will understand that they are such beautiful believers, and this church is like a heaven on earth. So to cause this kind of change, he is trying to bring up so many people, bring their spiritual growth up to more than a rock of faith. And he's spending so many painful days to bring about this kind of a spiritual growth. And with he is full of love to solve our problems, to meet us, but he is staying there alone in the mountains to bring about this chance. And as we are seeing this end of his sacrifice, let us try even harder. Of course, those who are trying hard, they can just keep on doing that. But there are people who are not trying at all. Of course, most MAMI members are trying hard. But there are MAMI members who are not even trying just a little bit. And I'm urging you to catch this chance. Just think that this is the last chance. Why am I saying it's the last chance? For you to be changed, for you to be forgiven, by yourself alone, it is so hard. This world is like a swamp. If you try to get away, you will only fall into the swamp more and more. It is so difficult to get out of there by yourself. Unless somebody helps you out of there, it is so difficult to get out. And the world is like that. If you love the world, I love the world, but I will be awakened. I'll come out of there someday. No, it's so hard. By your own strength, it's so hard to have spiritual faith, to have any spiritual growth. But now, you have the chance, such a strong force that can bring out of you there. So I hope you will catch this chance. Listening to this message and listening to so many messages, I hope you will have the determination to catch this chance. And now you are trying. Suppose you are now trying. And now it's December 1st, and we have only about 24 days. And until now, you haven't longed for Rock of Faith or anything. And if you change now, if you make up your mind, you didn't have any spiritual growth. And if you tried for 24 days, and if you try hard, I'm not saying you can become a man of spirit. But if you begin trying now, and if you realize the love of God, and if you realize the love of the shepherd, now you lay the foundation. So you can build on this foundation as you keep on trying hard from now on. And you will gain the strength to have spiritual growth. So you can have rapid spiritual growth. Suppose those who do not excel in studies, those students, first they have to have the interest in the studies. You know, they don't even want to sit down at the desk. So first, they have to have the interest in studying. And they have to make it a habit to sit at the desk to study. So as they do that, they can keep on studying and they can catch up and they can bring up their grades. Until now, you didn't have any longing for spiritual growth. But if you come to your senses now, and if you really understand the sacrifice of the shepherd, the love of the shepherd, and if you try just a little bit, just like those students who didn't excel, just like they come to have interest in studies, as they study hard, their grades can go up. As you understand the love of God and love of the shepherd, and as you keep on trying, you can have, as you catch this chance, you can be changed anytime. So now, what do we have to do to catch this chance? Let me talk about it in two aspects. First, you have to understand from the heart the love of the shepherd. Now we are having rapid spiritual growth that we couldn't have because of the sacrifice of the shepherd. If you are thankful from the depth of your heart for this grace, you can catch this chance. For you to catch this chance, you have to try to do that. You have to try to be thankful. As in Numbers verse 21, chapter 21, verse 7, people were saying, we cannot receive any answer from God. So they were asking Moses to pray for them. Yes, it's the same. We cannot bring about our own changes, but through the intercession of the shepherd, we could be changed. And you have to understand it from your heart. If you take it casually, oh, you cannot take a sacrifice of the shepherd casually, then you cannot really have any growth. You have to be thankful and you have to have the heart to pay back this grace. Let me give you an example. Suppose there is an evil child. And he makes friends with bad friends. And he hangs out with the bad friends and he makes many troubles. And so the parents have to solve so many problems. And he makes another trouble again. Suppose he stole from a mall with his friends. And all his friends ran away and only your child got caught, was arrested. And this owner of the mall, and he took your child to the police. So the parents are called in, and the situation is so bad. And the owner of the mall is so angry, and he wants this child to be locked up in the prison. And the parents are begging, I will pay the double of your loss. And you cannot just pay it back. This kind of kid, they will be such a bad person later. So you have to lock this kind of up in the prison. And now the parents, they kneel down before the owner of the mall. It's my fault that my kids are now troublemakers. Please forgive him just once. Now they are begging on their knees with tears. And the owners, seeing the tears of the parents, he said, okay, they had an agreement. So now, what does this child have to do? Think of the sacrifice of the parents. They were put into shame. Thinking of the shame of the parents that they had to suffer. Now he has to stop hanging out with bad friends. Now he has to stop making any troubles. That is the way to give thanks for the sacrifice of the parents. But if he still hangs out with the bad friends, and if he does all the bad things again, if he finds it joyful, fun to do bad things, what kind of a child is he? In the past, because of the sins that couldn't be forgiven, our shepherd interceded for us. He was a sinner himself. And if you understand this sacrifice of the shepherd, now we have to be thankful from the heart. And now you know easily what kind of life you have to lead from now on. So please do not take the sacrifice of the shepherd casually. Or do not think that it's not for you, but it's only for other members. Or you cannot really catch this chance. This chance is given considering the shepherd. So we have to be thankful for him. And we have to understand the sacrifice of the shepherd from the depth of your heart. So you can really make it your own. Now, so let us remember the crucifixion of the Lord. And also now we have to remember the sacrifice of the shepherd who interceded for us. And with the thanks for his sacrifice, our lives have to be changed. Let us not just take casually the sacrifice of the Lord. Let us not think it is not for us. It is not for you. It is for you. So until he has sacrificed himself so much, until God sacrificed the shepherd so much, God the Father loves us so much. By sacrificing the shepherd, God could create this chance only by sacrificing somebody. And he had to sacrifice such a lovely servant, son, our shepherd. And now we have seen, now we understand to some extent what kind of sacrifices that the shepherd had to make, what kind of pains he had to go through. We have seen a lot, we have heard a lot. And let us now once again be thankful from the heart. And let us think about what kind of life we have to lead. If we are still insensitive about the sacrifice of the shepherd, then let us think about the way of the shepherd once again. I cannot tell you every kind of sacrifice that he is making for us, but I want you to think about one thing deeply. In Korea, there are so many pastors. There are so many churches. But just think about who is like our shepherd. Of course, many pastors, because they had the fervent experience with of meeting the Lord, they wanted to sacrifice themselves to live for the flock, for the believers. They go to a theological seminary and they pray. And the way of the shepherd, the way of a pastor is not easy. And because of the grace they received from the Lord, they chose to be a pastor. And now they became pastor, going to theological seminary and praying in the mountains. And they wanted to be used by the Lord, by God. And sometimes they did that. But to go into spiritual realm is not easy. To receive power from God is not easy. To sacrifice themselves for believers is not easy. So now they change. They stop praying hard after pastoring, ministering a church to some extent. They take care of their family first. They take care of their wife and children first. And because of those things, there are so many problems among churches in Korea because of the financial troubles. And so many, there are so many incidents in the churches. But what kind of life did our senior pastor live? You've seen his life. He never touched the church finance, any money from the church, but rather, through the blessings from God the Father, he tightens his own belt to help the church members who are in need. And until this day, and rather than feeding his own children, rather than educating his own children, no, he wanted to make his children church members. He wanted to make his children become be used by God. He didn't want any. He didn't comfort. He didn't say any words of consolation to his own children. And he was rather rejoicing when we were living by the word of God, when we were living for the souls. He doesn't give us any words of consolation. He didn't raise us with those consolation, or he rejoiced when we did something that could please God. So you have seen senior pastor living only for the kingdom of God and for the souls, only for the souls. And who lives this kind of life? Which pastor can live such a life? And for the last 31 years, since the opening of the church, even before the opening of the church, he had been living only with prayers to receive the word of God, to revelation of God. I had seen him even before the opening of the church. And I would only see him on the Friday service. And after Friday and Sunday service, he went to mountain prayer to receive the revelation of God, to receive the revelation on difficult passages of the Bible. And he would come down to the church on Friday. And when I came back from the school, he would be in his room, bedroom. And we wouldn't say hi, knock on his door and say hi. Because when he is in the room, because he was communicating with God in prayers. So only after he comes out of his room, bedroom, we could meet him. So he would only come out only for dinner. So we could see him only at the kitchen. Only after Sunday. I mean, after Sunday, we could see him only on Friday. But even at that time, many leaders would come to receive his approval on many documents. So the leaders would talk to him. So we couldn't have any family time together. So before the Friday Ola service, there were church members who wanted to consult him, and who wanted to receive his prayer. So he had to pray for them. He had to talk to them. And Saturday, also, and Sunday we had to go to the school, and we had to also go to a Saturday praise and worship. And Sunday we could only see his face. We couldn't talk to him personally or anything. Why did he live that kind of life without the? He had to solve problems of the church members. And without the power of God, he couldn't solve any problems. The people of Israel, they couldn't solve their own problems. But only by the intercession of Moses, he could solve the problems. So only with the great power of the pastor, he could set free the church members from poverty and all kinds of other problems. So he had to keep on praying all throughout his life. He only lived a life of prayer. Why did he have to do that? Why wouldn't all other pastors, they sometimes take a rest with other church members. When the church is, after church has a little bit of growth and revival, they can take a rest. But our senior pastor, he never takes a rest. Why? Only for us, to lead us to New Jerusalem, to give us a spiritual growth, because he's full of love, to create this kind of a chance of love. And if you understand this kind of love, we understand. If you understand this kind of love, let us remember his love once again. And let us think about how we can pay back this grace. And secondly, to catch this chance, we will try our best to change. Because the shepherd has lived that kind of a sacrificial life, if we try our best upon the sacrifice of the shepherd, on top of the sacrifice, our efforts will be added and we'll have quick, rapid changes. We have 90% of the sacrifice of the shepherd. We cannot just fill up 100%. Even though we have 90% of the sacrifice of the shepherd, we cannot just fill up the other 10 casually. If we are trying casually, we cannot do it. We have to try our best to fill up the other 10. Even though we didn't have any longing for rock of faith or spiritual growth, even though we don't have so much time left, let us be on the alert and let us cut off the worldly things that we loved and ask for the help of the Lord, Father God, and through the sacrifice of the shepherd, pray that through his sacrifice we can change, have this faith, and let us have go on to the rock of faith by December 25th and also in 2014. 1 Peter 4:7 says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. If you do not pray, let us be of sound judgment and sober spirit. Let us be of sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Let us pray. So prayer is your best effort that you can do. So let us begin to have spiritual growth. If you do not long for rock of faith or spirit, or even if you don't have proper assurance of salvation, it's a little bit late, but it's not too late. So let us begin now and begin to have spiritual faith. And from now on, by the grace of God and through the love of the shepherd, we'll pass the rock of faith and try to go into spirit. And most church members are running towards the rock of faith and also spirit. And if you are, let us not say it's hard. I'm trying to be changed, and why is it so hard? It means you don't remember the sacrifice of the shepherd. If you remember the sacrifice of the shepherd, you cannot say it's hard, because this is such an easy way compared to the sacrifice of the shepherd. God is not telling us to make great sacrifices for anybody. It is only for us that we have to try. So let us try harder until December 25th, so that we can stand on the rock of faith and go into spirit. And not just in 2013, but also in 2014, until the Lord comes back. If we establish this kind of habit, we will change more quickly. Let me conclude the message. The first generation of Exodus, they had many chances of forgiveness through the intercession of Moses, but they couldn't change their inner heart, and eventually they couldn't go into Canaan land. God gave us many chances of repentance, and until God sacrificed the shepherd so much, he let us change. We were like a first generation of the Exodus. We were hardened. We had hardened heart. We were stiff-necked. But to lead us to New Jerusalem, God didn't give up on us. And our shepherd is still trying for us. And to go into that land, actually, we couldn't go into New Jerusalem. But to lead us to New Jerusalem, The senior pastor is even sacrificing his own life to give us this chance. And let us remember this love and sacrifice deep in our heart so that we will not just try until December 25th, 2013. Even after that, we will try harder, even harder than now. Then, we will not have to make our shepherd sacrifice himself so that we can change more quickly because we will try harder. And how can a senior pastor give up after December 25th this year? But the way of sacrificing himself will be different. Until now, he has been sacrificing his body. He lost all his energy. But from this chance, after this chance, our faith will grow up automatically, seeing the recovery of his body. But also, we'll have to try harder. And if you are trying hard now, even from 2014, even without having to make our shepherd sacrifice himself, with the power of the shepherd, we will keep on changing, and we will go into spirit and Holy Spirit. And to receive such a blessing until December 25th this year, let us try hard and try your best. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. We couldn't have this chance by our own strength. And to bring down this chance, our shepherd had to make such a great sacrifice. We heard about it. We know about it. And how can he be thankful? What kind of thanks do we have to have? What kind of attitude do we have to have to pay back this grace? Is there anybody who is not praying? Father, let them be of sober spirit. Let us understand and experience the love of the shepherd completely, to the full extent. And let us be thankful for the sacrifice of the Lord and the shepherd. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We received a prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires, laying your hands on your chest. Hallelujah, Father God, God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, even unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.